10:20. Today's a very special day in Uptown Normal area of Veterans Parkway because it is the day where I think the shovel is even gold plated. They're sticking it in the ground and officially breaking ground for the new Portillo's restaurant. And because that's happening today, I knew Mr. Keith Kinsey was going to be in town, and he's kind enough to join me on the phone before he's going to be moving some dirt. CEO of Portillo's, welcome to WJBC. You're on the air, sir.
Susan, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Well, it's a privilege for me because I've got questions, sir. I moved to Central Illinois from California about 20 years ago, and the entire time I have lived here, we have had a plethora of restaurants open. We have more than our fair share. And yet, number one on everybody's request list was, but oh, if we could get a Portillo's in the area. And now, all of a sudden, that is going to happen. Why did the company finally decide to come our way? Not that we're not grateful, but why?
Susan, that's a great question. You know, as Portillo's, we only open up a few restaurants every year. And so as we kind of built that, I'll call it an analog around Chicago, it just, we always wanted to come to Central Illinois. We always wanted to come to Normal. It was just finding that time and that opportunity as we opened up restaurants to get down here. But we've always been excited about coming here. And it's a great day for us to be a part of your community.
Now, Portillo's isn't just expanding to our neck of the woods. I know you also have another location opening up in Champaign, but you're opening up locations now all across the country, are you not?
We're doing a few in each of some selected areas. Yeah, we opened up in Florida. We've got a couple down there looking at another location there. We're going to be opening up in Minnesota, up in the Minneapolis area. We will be opening up our second restaurant in Wisconsin. So we're kind of building that circle, but we're also giving it an opportunity to kind of do some of the south part of the country where it's a little bit warmer and sometimes offsets that winter weather of the Midwest.
Now, Mr. Kinsey, you have had a successful career with a lot of other food companies, but 4 years ago you said, okay, I'll take over for Mr. Portillo and become CEO of Portillo's. That's a big challenge. What attracted you to Portillo's? Because you were doing just fine in your other jobs.
Well, I would tell you, the first thing, it's such an honor to have the opportunity to follow in the footsteps of Dick Portillo. What a great thing that Dick has built, and the culture and the food and the history. It's just an amazing opportunity. So I will give you a story back. When I started my career a lot of years ago, the two favorite places when I lived in Chicago to go eat was the company I worked for, which was McDonald's, and this wonderful restaurant called Portillo's in Elmhurst. And I would tell you, all during that time in all my restaurant career, all I could think of is, man, if I ever got the opportunity to be a part of such a special organization, I was going to take advantage of that. And lucky for me, Dick Portillo and the team saw me as an opportunity to do that, and I jumped at it.
Now, have they given you the secrets? Because I don't understand the secret of how many people make hot dogs, hamburgers. I've tasted some really good Italian beef in my life. But what is the secret to Portillo's food that people don't just like it, they crave it?
I would tell you, Susan, it's a great question. It's about the passion, not only of the ingredients and the specialness and the way we do it and the way we cook it. And, you know, from the beginning to the end, you know, the Italian beef, you know, we own that. We do that in our own commissary. So that is very proprietary, and the spices and everything we use. Dick came up with a wonderful formula. But I would tell you the other piece that's really special is our people, the way we train them and the way we teach them to talk about the food and to look at the characteristics of what that Italian beef should look like. And when we dip the bread and when we do the hot dog and the special snap to it, all those things are very, very important to us, and we teach that, and it's part of the culture of Portillo's, and it really makes the food different.
So when you're CEO, do you go through a training class as well, just so you understand what the people on the front lines are going through? Keith Kinsey, can you make a cake shake?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. In the first 2 months, I was lucky enough to really get immersed with the organization, meet with the operations team, be a part of their training, really get that firsthand experience of what really makes all the elements within that restaurant special. I mean, it's, you know, you think about Portillo's and the experience, and I would tell you, when you look as a guest and you watch what I call the kind of the flight of the bag and the hieroglyphics we do when we say whether it's a beef or a dog or what goes on it, that is a theater in of itself. I mean, Dick was so smart because not only does it get the guest involved and kind of intrigued as to what's happening inside the operation, it actually is a super tool to help us execute on the operational side to get that food out fast, correctly, and hot, and just the way the guest wants it.
Okay, but really, how do you make a chocolate cake shake? I've never had one, and I'm told that's the first thing I have to order.
Oh, you know what? I absolutely am going to hold you. When you come, when we open up, you got to come find me. I'm going to take you in the back, and we're going to make one together. I'm going to show you how to make it.
I will take you up on that offer, sir. You've said it on the radio. It's been recorded. It will happen. Because I can make a really good ice cream cone. I, too, worked at McDonald's back in the day. And I was really good at making a lot of different food items. But this chocolate cake shake, I'm told you need a wider straw. You have some big fans down here. And they said the only problem with the chocolate cake shake is that it hurts your jaws trying to suck it through a regular size straw. So my advice to you is maybe try and find some wider ones.
We will, but Susan, what a great problem to have, right?
That's true. That's true. So your grand opening is expected to be when, Mr. Kinsey? We're groundbreaking today, but when are we actually going to get to go through the drive-through and in the store?
We're targeting kind of that mid-August time. So in that frame, you know, the beauty of it is, Susan, all of our fans can kind of track us on our web, on our email, and just keep track of us on our webpage, and we'll keep you guys updated as to when it's happening and get more specific as the time passes.
When are you going to start hiring? Because you're going to need some people to make those chocolate cake shakes.
Oh, I love you for that. Hey, we need a lot of people. We love the people that work for us. We're going to probably start hiring here in the next probably 45 days. Management people we're looking for right now. So we need about 200 people. So go on to the website now. Follow it up. We'd love to hear from people. We'd love to be part of our family. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. Thank you for mentioning that.
No, not a problem. I understand you're also going to have some opportunities along the way for people to actually try out Portillo's food for free while you're training. You know, those pre-grand opening days. I got that heads up that I need to start following you on your website, and I will. But explain to me the drive-through, because you can have cars and a speaker where you can never understand anything. And yet Portillo says it, so I'm told, in a completely different way.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's so unique to the way we operate our restaurant on the drive-thru side. We love to have those touch points, as I call them, where our team will literally walk, as you're coming into the drive-thru, and part of that's the education for our guests, but we're going to greet you and talk to you about, okay, what would you like at Portillo's today? Do you need a menu? Do you know what you like already? And really get that conversation and get the guests comfortable with what's going on at Portillo's today, even in the drive-thru. We have four different touch points. After we've done that, then we'll take your order and we'll call that order into our operation. As you're walking down the line and our people are walking down the drive-thru line with you, we'll then have you pay. We'll get you all paid, everything settled, so that then you can go up to the window and we have our expediters there that will take the food from the window, bring it to your window, and walk you through. Oh, you had a hot dog with everything on it, an Italian beef, you had a combo, and you also had some fries and onion rings. Oh, yeah, and then you had that wonderful chocolate cake shake. And list it all out, show it to you in the bag, and run you through our operation. So you're always getting touched and really getting a different experience than anyone else as you go through our drive-thru.
But how do you keep your employees smiling when they have to do it on a day where it's cold or it's raining or it's snowing or gosh knows what else?
Well, yeah, there's what we call hazard pay, so they get a little bit extra for doing that. We really appreciate them doing that. So we put a little bit of an extra, recognizing the fact that they are doing that extra piece for us. And like I said, we really appreciate our employees, so we give them that kind of little bit of bump for going out there and doing some of this in some of the tough weather, whether it's raining or if it's snowing. If it is lightning, though, we will pull them all back in.
That's good to know, because customer and employee safety is important. Keith Kinsey, thank you so much, again, on behalf of everybody in Central Illinois, for making Portillo's a much shorter commute. We look forward to the restaurant opening, eating and enjoying the food and all the jobs you're bringing to the area as well. But thank you most of all for joining me today on a day where you're important in about 30 minutes. You got to go do that groundbreaking.
Susan, thank you for taking the time with us today.
It was an excellent conversation. Thanks for doing it here on WJBC.